One we haven't done in a while is Exchange. So let's go ahead and get started with that on Grimm's Hentai Corner. Alright. I guess I'll talk to Nurse Matsunaga. Now to go to the health office. I'm at the health office. This is Nurse Matsunaga, the school nurse. She's a beautiful woman, as you can see. It's quite common to see male students hanging around here wanting to talk to her. She's a really nice person, though. I've talked to her many times in the past. I like her a lot. Of course, now that I'm a woman, that sounds like a lesbian statement. And so, that's how I became a woman. She listens to my story, then smiles as if preparing to give me some medicine for my predicament. And well, I feel kind of sick today, so I want to get out of PE if possible. Okay, I understand. Go ahead and take the day off from PE. I'll tell Mr. Tirada later. Thank you. I knew it. Nurse Matsunaga's the best. Just in case, though, I'd like to examine you. Please take off your clothes and lie down on the examination bed. All of them? Yes, all of them. But I look around at the windows and doors and back at Nurse Matsunaga. Her face is surprisingly serious. I've got to examine you or I can't help you, right? Yes, but don't worry about being embarrassed. I'm a woman and the school nurse. Now lie down on the bed. Okay. There are two beds in the health office. There's usually at least one person resting on one of the beds, but today no one's here. She stands beside the bed and draws curtains around it. That's so no one can see inside. I do as I'm told, taking off my clothes and lying on the bed. Whoops. Sorry, guys. I wonder, was it a button? I don't know. It's a little cold. No, that's exit the title. Okay. You'll be hot in no time at all. What? She mutters something, but I can't make out what she said. It's nothing. Forget about it. With that, Nurse Matsunaga starts looking at my naked body. Embarrassed, I close my eyes. I can hear her. Ooh, yeah, that's right. I can hear her move her body closer to mine. She seems to have put one hand on the bed, making it move just a little. Nurse Matsunaga's head touches my stomach near my belly button, stroking it gently. You've got such pretty skin. Nurse Matsunaga, I am even more embarrassed than before. I open my eyes and look at her. She's smiling at me lovingly. She's a registered nurse, so I know I should leave this up to her. But this is all so sexual. I decide to look up at the white ceiling above me while she touches me. Your skin is so soft, so white. She touches the swelling of my breast with one finger. As if stroking a kitten, she continues to lightly touch the flesh of my breasts. Feeling as if I were floating, I keep my eyes closed to hide my confusion. This feels good. Without her precise soft fingers, she climbs the mound of my left breast and stops at its peak. My pink nipple is hard and filled with blood at her touch. I open my eyes again. She's smiling at me with a mischievous look on her face. Feeling inexplicably embarrassed by her gaze, I close my eyes again. With my eyes closed, I can hear the sound of clothing falling to the floor. You've got such cute nipples. Nurse Matsunaga is using her mouth to stimulate my nipples. Ah, my nipples are covered by a wet warmth. The stimulation makes them harder and harder. Ah, her soft, wet lips continue to kiss and touch the tips of my breasts, driving pleasure through my body. Ah, Nurse Matsunaga, no. Without replying, Nurse Matsunaga continues to pet and lick my breast, sending erotic energy through me. No! Her tongue traces happy lines of spittle in my blood-filled breasts, making them glisten with her saliva. Her tongue maneuvers across my breasts again and again, showing Nurse Matsunaga's great experience with the female body. As she continues her attack, a pleasant feeling begins to build in my legs, causing them to get hot. Backlog. There's really no way to go into the, I don't know. Is there F1 key? Nope. Okay. No. They don't have one. Alright. Unconsciously, my hand moves towards the hot wetness between my legs. Ah! Just as my voice escapes from me, I notice her mouth has moved away from my breasts. Nurse Matsunaga! I open my eyes and see Nurse Matsunaga above me on the bed. Her mouth returns to me, kissing and tasting my neck as her hands find my hot bush. Immediately, she moves beyond it to my fleshy slit. Ah! Her exquisitely manicured fingers push the folds of my pussy open, and immediately find my hard, excited clitoris. Ah! Powerful pleasure rips through my body like lightning, willing me to open my legs and receive more. Oh, foo foo, you're such a cute thing, so wet. In Nurse Matsunaga's words, I feel a new flush of lubricant flow from my hot pussy pouring out of it. She works harder, stimulating my pussy with her fingers and now with her tongue as well. An explosion of pleasure echoes through my body with each of her strokes. Nurse Matsunaga. Nurse Matsunaga places one thigh in my crotch so that my pussy is stimulated by her flesh. Then she begins moving her abdomen forward and back, bringing waves of wild pleasure to my crotch. While she moves her hips and legs, she continues kissing my neck and face. Ah, it's too good. Enjoy it, honey. I'm doing it to make you happy. In her voice, I can hear her own excitement and pleasure, and I love that classic art. She moves her body down so that her own hot pussy is right against mine. She then begins moving with more force than before, stimulating our pussies together. Foo foo foo, do you like this? Ah, it's good. So good. Again and again, we grind against each other, pressing our slits together until they make an airtight seal. The pleasure brought on by our lovemaking fills us both, making both of us more desperate. Ah, it's good. So good. Nurse Matsunaga, I can't. Feeling myself nearing orgasm, I push harder and harder against Nurse Matsunaga's pink gash with my own. I can't. It's okay, honey. Come with me. Come with me. And she literally means come. Nurse Matsunaga responds to my need. With bone-breaking force, we continue to move our bodies against each other as we come closer and closer towards climax. Ah, yes. Orgasming at the exact same moment, Nurse Matsunaga and I collapse on the bed. I sleep for a while, and when I wake up, classes are already over for the day. Rising from the bed, I put on my clothes. I then notice Nurse Matsunaga standing at the door. I talked to Mr. Tirada for you. Thank you. Do you still feel ill? Now that she mentions it, I feel just fine. No, I'm fine now. She smiles with a shy expression on my face. When you feel bad like that, the best thing to do is to have sex and then go to sleep right away. Well, damn, I didn't realize that was all I had to do, right? You just, man, I feel like shit. Let me go have sex and then go to bed and then I'll feel better. I don't know. Good advice from the nurse there, I'd say. And that's how I got out of PE safely today. I missed a couple of classes, but I feel much better, so it's okay. What should I do now? Classes have ended for the day, so I should go to the chem room and see Sato-san. Man, so much has happened to me. First, I spilled that weird chemical on myself in the chem room. I'll bet if I'd taken a shower right away, I could have avoided this, but Sato-san made me wash the beakers. By the time I got home, I'd turn into a woman. I'll never forget that moment seeing myself in the mirror for the first time, but it was fun exploring my new body. Man, women sure have it good. Masturbation was never like that. Not when I was a man. I wonder if that's normal or something to do with a strange chemical. This morning, I still haven't reverted to my normal self. I told Asuka about what happened to me and she really flipped out. My parents freaked out too. However, when I showed my breast to my father, he got a nosebleed. That was really bizarre. Then my stepsister loaned me these clothes so I could come to school. She's always so mean, and she enjoyed touching me while she dressed me. I took so long that Asuka went to school without me. Inside the bus, a salaryman's attaché case kept hitting me right in the crotch, really turning me on. After that, a pervert felt me up real good. I even came right there on the bus, standing up and everything. Good lord. I'm really a sex fiend. I wonder if it's normal or if it's because of that chemical. I got to school and met Sato-san. I thought she did this to me on purpose, but I guess I was wrong. She says she knows a way to return me to normal, so I have to go there now. The other students in my class took it all in stride. Actually, I'm now far more popular than I was as a guy. I guess it's because it's so rare to have something like this happen. Then I started feeling worse and worse, so I tried to get out of sports class. Then I went to go see Nurse Matsunaga, and she had her way with me. That was quite an experience, I can tell you. Experiencing orgasm with another woman's pussy is really something. I can't tell anyone about that, of course. Well, classes are over for today. I promised to go meet with Sato-san, so I'll go there now. Ah, Sato-san. Oh, a Harakun. You came. Of course. Well, do you have anything that can help me? It'll take a little more time, but I think I can help you. Really? Yes, now I'd like to examine you thoroughly. Do you mind? No, that's fine. Okay, sit down here. Doing as I'm told, I sit down. She looks at me for many moments, deep in thought. Will you take off your clothes? Eh? To take off my clothes? Of course, I can't examine you with your clothes on. I'm not going to do anything. Just relax. I want to see. Well, she is a scientist, and I'm a woman now, so it's not too bad. I guess it's okay. If it'll get me back to normal, I'll do anything. I remove my buttons on my blouse and unhook my bra. My breasts fall free, exposed to the air of the room. She stares at my breasts completely unemotional. She's definitely dedicated to science. That's good. I don't want to get into a situation with her. I unhook my skirt and lower the zipper, stepping out of it. Then I pull my panties down to my feet. She stretches her hand out and touches me around my waist. That tickles, just as I suspected, but it's still amazing to see the extent of the change you've experienced. She touches my pink nipples with her fingers. A jolt of energy goes through me for a brief moment. Don't touch me there. I'm especially amazed with the change in your chest area. I mean, they're perfect in size and shape despite the problem of mass. She brings her face near my breast as if looking at any of her experimental subjects. Looking at her from above, I catch a glimpse of her breast inside the tightness of her blouse. I enjoy the view for a few moments. As I consider the round firmness of her breast, something starts building inside me. My breathing grows frequent. Not noticing any change in me, Sato-san continues her examinations. My arousal of being this close to Sato-san while naked continues to build. I become aware of the sweet smell of her hair. It must be the shampoo she uses. It's not anything specific, just the smell of clean hair. But for some inexplicable reason, it's turning me on. The new sexual awareness of Sato-san continues to grow despite my best efforts. I exhale, and my breath is hot. Before I know it, a hot moistness is building between my legs. Oh no! Sato-san is touching my thigh. I can't tell if she's noticed my condition or not. Let's see here. She moves my legs open slowly and looks at my pussy. Hot juice drips from my womanhood, clearly visible as it slowly runs down the inside of my thigh. This is very interesting. I try to read the expression on her face, but it's beyond me. What is she thinking? Ah! Her finger brushes my pussy. It's not a finger intended to bring pleasure, but to seek knowledge instead. However, as it probes over my clitoris, the result is the same. My yearning for Sato-san grows hotter than ever as she looks on the glory of my hot slit. What can I do? I look down and see the object of my yearning before me. My eyes lock onto her lovely neck muscles, so beautiful, so delicious. It's gone too far to stop it. My body starts moving on its own. What? I bend to kiss that lovely neck muscle, my body unable to resist the urge any longer. But what are you doing? Not stopping, I start massaging her breast through her blouse. Stop! Gone past the point where that's still possible, I rip open her blouse with one deft movement. Reaching around, I unhook her bra, exposing her breast to the air. Standing back, I take in the beauty of her milky white breasts. Takuya! I massage her breast some more, feeling her resistance to my action slowly ebb. The sight of her pink cherry nipples before me makes me even more crazy with passion and desire. Sato-san, your breasts are really beautiful. Takuya, what's happened to you? I begin to massage her full breast strongly, with both hands tickling her nipples. As I continue, Sato-san ceases all resistance and her breath begins to get hot. I continue to pet and stroke her breast with the palms of both hands, bringing her nipples to erect hardness. Sato-san's breath is hot and fast as I continue to warm her up sexually. Until just a few moments ago, Sato-san was examining me with scientific coldness. Now the woman in my arms is becoming a sexual maniac. This is really your fault, you know, touching me there and all. Touching me like this. No! Touching her pussy lightly through her panties, I find her slit slowly growing damp. I touch and caress her pussy with my finger, first lightly, then harder, seeking to find the source of her pleasure. Reaching around her panties, I part her folds with my finger, touching the treasure inside. As I trace lines of pleasure with my finger along her slit, she grows suddenly wetter in my hand. This is... Holding her in my arms lovingly, I feel her become my slave with every passing moment. I smile to myself at the irony of it all. I slowly remove her blouse and skirt, then remove her panties in one movement. Then Sato-san is completely nude, standing in front of me. This is just the way I like it. I look around and find something to have some fun with. The test tubes I was washing yesterday. I take one of them with a smile on my face. She's really going at it. And I am not describing that very well, unfortunately. Still half in her passion world, Sada-san seems to be returning from her sexual high. Working quickly, I take the glass tube and slide it into her pussy. Ah! Lubricated by her love juice, the tube slides easily inside her. Ah! Ah! As I move the test tube in and out, it makes a sucking noise that echoes out the back of the tube. Putting the tube all the way inside her, I peer in around the glass, observing the interior folds of her pussy in totality. Still moved by the mysterious passion inside me, I begin to move the test tube in and out of her quickly. It bumps against the back wall of her uterus. Ah, it's so good! As I work, her body starts to shake with pleasure and she nears her breaking point. Pushing the test tube deeper into her, I stimulate the hard outcropping of her clitoris with my thumb. Ah! She arches her hips upwards, experiencing total pleasure. Afterwards, I put my clothes on and wait for Sada-san to regain consciousness. She slowly comes to and spends many moments staring dazedly. Then she stands up and gets dressed. Sada-san. Yes, you can go home now. I'll get to work on something that will change you back to normal. Her face is absolutely the same as normal. No one could tell something had happened here between us. Just then, Asuka shows up. I thought she might have seen what had happened here, but she's just here to ask me to walk home with her. We've been friends all our lives, so it's common for us to walk home, but she's never come to actually pick me up. We leave for home at once. Don't look so glum! I didn't realize I was looking glum. From beside me, Asuka's face appears, peering into my eyes. I'm fine. I have an idea. Why don't you go shopping with me later? Shopping? I've been friends with Asuka for years, but when you stop and think about it, we don't spend all that much time together except in the mornings. I've never gone shopping with her except just to hold her bags. You want me to hold your bags for you again? No, of course not. She seems strangely vehement in her denial. It'd be fun to go shopping for new clothes for you, but that's what I was thinking, rather. Clothes? Sure, you can't keep wearing Natsumi's clothes. They're too small for you. But I don't know when I'll turn back into a man. It might be right away. Won't you loan me something until then? I don't mind loaning you my clothes, but the underwear. She looks sideways at my breasts, larger than hers. Ah, I see. So let's go shopping soon. Okay. Afterwards, there's an odd silence while we walk. Usually when we walk, Asuka is the one who talks about the day's events, and I'm pretty quiet. But today she doesn't seem to know what to say to me. Takya? Yes? You know, it's not that bad being a woman. How do you mean? Well, there are some bad things like chills, diets, perverts on trains, menstruation, things like that, but there's also good things like shopping and putting on makeup to make yourself pretty, window shopping and talking with friends. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of fun things that women get to do too. Really? Yes. So what I want to say is don't worry about it. I'll be okay. Okay, thanks. It seems Asuka still thinks I'm depressed about something, so she's trying to cheer me up. I'm sure you'll turn back to normal soon. Even if you don't, we'll be able to find a way to help you. Yeah. Asuka. What? I'm okay. Sada-san is working on a way to change me back, so... Really? That's good. Feeling awkward, she looks at her shoes. I look at her beside me, seeing her in profile. Asuka's really cute. Well, that's good news. She smiles at me a little self-consciously. Asuka gets quiet after that as we walk home. At the door, I say goodbye to her. I'm home. A lot has happened to me. I don't even want to go over it in my head. I'll just take a shower and go to bed. Asuka didn't come to wake me up this morning for some reason. Seems she came to the house but left for school without me. Perhaps she was embarrassed about yesterday? I don't know. Probably something different. Something probably happened at home and that made her rush off. But thanks to that, I'm late for school again. I run onto the bus with no time to spare. Today, the bus isn't very crowded. There's even some handle grips free. Well, I guess I'll make it to my first class on time. I'm glad it's not crowded like it was yesterday. That was just too much. Turning around, an unbelievable sight greets me. It always sounds like some... like, triumphant tournament. I'm thinking of the fucking Dragon Ball music that would have this... you know, it doesn't sound right for hentai. It sounds like somebody's getting introduced, you know? Like, there's a warrior, and this brave warrior fought millions, you know. It just doesn't sound like a hentai theme. It's too victorious. In the back of the bus, a salaryman is massaging the breasts of young women in plain sight as she sits on his lap. It's hard to see for sure, but his cock appears to be firmly enveloped in her pussy. It's a bizarre sight, as if the inside of the bus was a place where reality had ceased to exist. I look around me and see dozens of women being taken sexually. What the hell? This can't be happening. This is just too much. What should I do? I don't know. I think he's just gonna get fucked if we do that. Let's get off the bus. Bus is still moving. I can't get off the bus like this. Should I jump out the window? Oh, I know. I'll ask the driver to stop. Take me. Please take me. Do it to me more. Young women and middle-aged salarymen screw right before my eyes as the bizarre scene continues. Near the entrance of the bus, a girl is being wildly fucked by another man. Middle-aged, I mean like, they're 50s, right? Come on! There's a little more! You can do it! The bus seems to be a place where only perverts and sickos ride. I look around. All the women on the bus are being raped or otherwise sexually assaulted. Oof! Hurrying to the driver, I see a gorgeous woman down in his crotch. What the hell is this? This is a fucking pleasure... This is the pleasure bus! She's performing fellatio on the driver, her face bouncing up and down as she stimulates his throbbing member. Ah! This is too much to take! I gotta get off this bus or I'll start to get turned on. This new body of mine is really sensitive that way. Wow, this is really bizarre. Better not look for too long or I'll start to get excited again. Excuse me, driver? Yes, what is it? From the waist up, he's just a normal bus driver, but the girl sucking his cock really looks out of place. Do you want to do it too? Well, please wait your turn. This girl was here first. With that, the driver goes back to his job driving the bus while the woman sucks his cock. She keeps up her violent motions. At the same time, she brings her free hand to his crotch and starts petting his balls. The driver's face contorts and his back arches as he comes into her mouth, filling it with hot semen. Oh, well, I'm finished. Are you ready? No, I want to get off this bus. Don't say things like that. Just enjoy it. Enjoy it? From behind me, a pair of hands reaches around and starts massaging my breasts. The salaryman and a young man who looks like a college student stand near me. Without hesitation, the two men massage my breasts and then my crotch as they pull my clothes off. The salaryman deftly unbuttons my blouse, unhooking the bra that took me so long to get on. With the bra out of the way, my breasts bounce out free. The younger man puts his hands in the grab ring of the bus strap, binding me. Wait a minute, what are you? The two men don't listen to me at all. My legs reach the floor of the bus and my hands are bound above me, making me unable to move. My only option is kicking as I try to get away, but it's no use. I didn't mean to get on a pervert's bus. No matter what I say, the men keep filling me up. It's almost as if they can't even hear me. No! The men continue to touch me all over, and my body begins to warm with desire. Unable to move, my body is like a flesh puppet for their pleasure. The college student molds my breasts from behind, pinching the nipples with surprising force. Between his fingers, the tips of my breasts become hard and blood-engorged. Ah! Meanwhile, the salaryman sucks one nipple, biting it and giving me a mix of pleasure and pain. Don't do that! You'll turn me on! He stimulates my crotch area, robbing me of my will to resist. Meanwhile, the salaryman keeps petting my nipples and they become fully erect in his hands. Suddenly, the younger man's finger moves deftly inside my moist pussy. Like a living thing, it works its way into my center, squirming into my flesh. Incredibly wet now, my pussy leaks more and more juice, causing me to feel shameful. His finger makes a sucking sound as it works in and out of my pussy. The lubricant leaking out of me runs down the man's finger and spatters onto the floor of the bus below me. Placing his lips over mine, the younger man sends his tongue inside my mouth. As tongue flashes around the inside of my mouth, probing my tongue, teeth, and more. While I kiss the younger man, the salaryman takes off my skirt, moving my legs apart. The bare nakedness of my wet slit is open to the air. The salaryman's tongue eagerly cleans my pussy. Ah! Ah! Powerful wave of pleasure surges through me as he takes possession of my pussy. Suddenly, the stroking of the two men ceases, leaving me briefly confused. Then a giant hard cock appears at the opening to my pussy, sliding inside it with ease. Ah! As his member moves inside me, a new powerful feeling of sexual pleasure warms my body. His cock moves into me, causing a new flood of lubricant to flow from inside my pussy. The college student begins to move his hips forcefully, pumping his erect cock in and out of me repeatedly. Ah, it's incredible! In front of me, the salaryman continues to stroke and massage my nipples, wetting them with his tongue and teeth. Ah, incredible! It's being fucked and stimulated by the two men, I find myself drowning in pleasure. I can't! A buzzing sound rings in my ears and my vision fades to white as I climax. Ah! My uterus is filled with hot semen. I lose consciousness momentarily, barely aware of the other men who take the place of the first two having their way with me. As I am continuously fucked, I look around at the incredible sexual display throughout the bus. Despite the amazing sexual festival around me, there's nothing odd outside the windows. We'll be at school soon. Suddenly, the last man ends. I hurriedly put my underwear back on and prepare to leave the bus. Somehow managing to arrive on time again, I head for my shoes box where we keep our shoes during the day. Oh, my panties are wet. Wish I had another pair with me. Oh, man, what a fucking mess this game is. Good lord. What kind of degeneracy did we just witness? What the hell is going on that bus? Anyway, guys, I think this is a good spot to stop it for now, and we'll get back with Exchange later. This is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we'll see you next time.